What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm back from a very long 7-day vacation. I did not touch a microphone and I did not put on headphones. This is your friend, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune and also the home of, you guessed it, the other side, King, Impact Your Life 24/7. I am so glad to be back. You know, it does you good, ladies and gentlemen. And I have people on this show all the time about talking about self-care. It does you really good to give yourself a break. I hired myself, so I have to realize that I don't need to work 7 days a week in this job of making an impact. Sometimes making an impact means stepping away. So we just got back from Norfolk and I'm back here in the studios. Let me tell you guys something. I got some pencils here in my hand. I can't draw anything. I can barely draw some stick figures. But when I look at these elements, I say they have to have it. A pencil by itself is a benign object, but put it in the hands of a craftsman and let them sketch. Ooh, you say, wow, they did that by design, yo. Guess who I got in the studio with me tonight? My man, Lon Jordan, who wrote a whole book about being sketched by design, discovering your unique design in the 21st century marketplace. Lon has been on this show. I think this might be his third time. I can't remember. All I know is his second time. All I know is that when I have him on, it's always hype because he doesn't just give fluff. Now, I've heard a bunch of speakers. I'm a speaker myself. And every now and then, we have a tendency to give fluff. But the thing I love about Lon Jordan, especially with his platform Sketch by Design on YouTube, is he don't give you fluff. He gives you real, tangible, actionable items that says, hey, listen, here's where you're living. I'm going to give you 3 tips to get yourself moving again. And that's why I said, Lon, I got to have you back, baby. These kids getting ready to go to school. So welcome to the virtual studios, my friend all the way up there in Cleveland, Ohio, Lon Jordan. What's up, Lon?
Hey, what's up, CL King? So excited to be a part of this show. This is my second time, so I'm really looking forward to talking to all of your viewers, all of the people, all of the members in your Leadership Institute. And I'm really excited to just share some things that I've learned along the way. And hopefully these things will connect and people will be successful. They can apply it to their life.
That's right. Thank you, Greg. Greg, you know Greg. He's always at the 500-yard line. He's already got his website in there for those tuning in on our live, my live Facebook page. You can go to Lon Jordan on YouTube. Just type in YouTube and then go Sketched by Design. Or you can find Lon on Facebook. The reason why I'm not having Lon give all that information out is because Lon is a wealth of information. It's hard to book this guy. So when we get him, we got to maximize our time because you know how time flies in the podcast world. So Lon, listen, we may do something toward the end where you can give us kind of like your life story, but everybody, you guys got to go watch the first time I had Lon here. I want you guys to know that this brother is an expert in the art of being sketched by design. I don't know if that really made sense as a sentence, but I got his book right here and I told him, I said, it takes me about 600 years to read a book because I read the same page over and over. But I said, every time I read it, I get something new out of it. So Lon has a YouTube channel, a growing following. And I will ask this first question that's outside of the topics that we're going to talk about, Lon. What inspired you? Let's just give a snippet on that. What inspired you to go this route called Sketch by Design?
Well, for any of you that haven't got a chance to watch the last podcast with CL King, I basically talk about me growing up without a father and feeling like I was deprived of that vision that a father's supposed to instill in his children. And so I could have either went 2 different routes. I could have went the route that a lot of young African-Americans go, where they just basically become lost and caught up in things that have no purpose, and they lose the sense of identity and who they are as a person and who they are designed to be, or figure out how am I gonna the deficit that I'm experiencing right now without a father, how am I going to get past that point and live a life of purpose and fulfillment and figure out what my calling is? And so I've chosen to pursue my calling and become the best that I can be at what I feel I am gifted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as time went on, I started realizing that my thirst for knowledge, my desire to pursue what is unique to me was a blessing, but it also started causing a lot of problems. And I realized that everything's fine if you are doing what everybody else is doing. But as soon as you step out of your comfort zone and embrace who you are, right, it start causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people will react because you make them feel uncomfortable by you embracing who they are and them not having enough guts to pursue what is inside of them.
Yeah.
And so once I started realizing, wow, a lot of other people have experienced some of the same things that I've experienced, I started realizing I really need to figure out a way to start being able to make sense out of what I'm going through and start talking about the experiences of what I've been through and figure out a concept and an idea that people can resonate with instead of being like, hey, I want you to be like Lon Jordan. No, I want you to be who you are designed to be. I want you to know that you are sketched by design.
Mm-hmm.
And so that right there is something that is very, very important to me. And so I had to figure out, okay, what am I going to do with these ideas? Am I going to just let them all just go when I'm speaking and then there is no written idea, no ideas written down on paper? Or am I going to write these ideas down on paper? Because the reality is most people that write in books, they're the ones who tell you what history is. But I want to be able to write my own history about my own life and what I've been through and communicate those ideas to the world. And everybody has their own story.
Right.
Everybody has an idea, a concept that they believe about themselves in the world. And everybody has a purpose, but figuring out what that is and writing those ideas on paper is powerful,
mm-hmm,
because it now is able to communicate your unique history, but not only your unique history, where you want to take someone from where you have been,
right,
to where they need to be with their life.
Well, Lon, I've got this book in my hand because you sent it to me. I even got it autographed. So this one's going to be worth some money. Ain't nobody going to be able to get this book, Lon. But where can folks get their hands on Sketch by Design?
You can get the book at Amazon.com. Put in Sketch by Design. Make sure to put in Lon Jordan as well, or they can get it at BarnesandNobles.com as well.
All right, Greg, put that in the chat for us, brother, and we will put this, we will include this on our podcast. We thank all of our vast amount of folks that download Impacting Life 24/7. And so you got to, I know you're listening to this later, people listening in New Zealand to China. So when you download this, I want you to go to the show notes and we'll have the link for where you can get Sketch by Design, Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And if you reach out to me, I know Lon pretty close, so we might can hook up finding a way to get you an autographed copy. You know what I'm saying?
But let's go.
But you're not
willing to do it.
But you're not getting mine. So Lon, let's get to it, brother. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and the clock is looking. We're already 9 minutes in. It feels like we just said hello to each other. So if you go to Sketch by Design on YouTube, Lon has a whole host of videos. And what we decided to do, because I've had him on before, what we decided to do is I said, you know, every week Lon puts out this amazing content. I said, Lon, let's go through starting with your first video and give you kind of like, and you give kind of like a snippet, because he gives 3 tips per video. The video is only about 5-6 minutes long. But I said, why don't we just get through as many as we can on the topics that you dealt with and give just a brief snippet of insight on what you were thinking and your thought process behind that video. So the first one that you'll find on Sketch by Design on YouTube, just look for Sketch by Design on YouTube, is dealing with anxiety. That was the first video Lon posted. Give us some insights on that, Lon.
Well, that being my first video was really, really important. And it actually took me 2 or 3 weeks to do it, to put the information together and then also record it and edit it. So I wanted to make sure that I started out this video as far as having a good foundation for the actual channel. And so when I talk about dealing with anxiety, I felt it was important to be personal and really just talk about how I grew up without a father and just the anxiety that I had. I felt that there were times where I wanted to be encouraged for my dreams, be encouraged for my ideas, be encouraged for some of the artistic things that I was pursuing, but I didn't get it from my father. And so that really caused me to have a lot of insecurities. It caused me to question my identity and also question my purpose. And so what I wanted to do was really break down the fact that everybody has their own unique anxiety.
Right.
Mine was my father. Mine was pursuing dreams and not having people understand it and really figure out, okay, how can you practically help? How can you practically overcome anxiety? Because anxiety just seems a little bit, it's powerful, but also can seem kind of ambiguous when you're trying to figure out how to actually get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I said in that video, because I don't want to spend too much time on that, because I know we got to get through a lot other ones, is really saying, okay, what pain have I experienced? And even what pain have I experienced that I've either blocked or tried to avoid? And really start thinking about that, going to that place of pain that we have our natural human nature is to want to avoid and ignore,
right?
And focus on that, not to the point of getting depressed, but just accepting, okay, this happened to me. What am I going to do with what just happened to me? Am I going to push it off, or am I going to confront that pain?
Right.
And so one of the first ways of getting over anxiety, especially when it comes to pain or trauma that we've experienced, is really, it's also important to seek a counselor. I will say that, a professional, especially if you feel that it's too difficult to kind of work through on your own. I really feel like you need a group of community anyway.
Right.
But really just taking the time to help someone help you confront that pain, talk about that pain, and say, okay, hey, I know this happened, but I'm going to overcome this,
right?
And even forgive the people in the process that caused me trauma or caused me that pain. And forgiveness is a huge piece that I feel like a lot of people overlook, and they kind of think it's kind of sissy-ish a little bit,
right?
But forgiveness to me has more to do with myself than it has to do with the other person, because the other person can move on and I could still be in pain,
right?
And I don't want to be consumed by anger, because at the end of the day, I know what that can do to a human being. We see it on the news, we see it in our own families. But really confronting our pain and forgiving others in the process so that we can be free in our mind to walk toward our dreams and accomplish the vision that God has for our life.
That's powerful. I'm here in the virtual studios with Lon Jordan. He is the author of Sketched by Design. Yep, I got it right here in my hands, ladies and gentlemen. You can see that on the screen. And if you're not watching it, then you definitely are listening to it. Here, I'll even ruffle the pages for you so you don't think I'm blowing smoke. I got the brother's book, Sketch by Design, Discover Your Unique Design in the 21st Century Marketplace for Parents and Educators by my friend Lon Jordan. You can go to Amazon.com. Thank you, Greg, for putting that link in the chat. You can go to Amazon.com or you can go to BarnesandNoble.com. Look up Lon Jordan and you're going to get this book, because I'm telling you what, I just cannot get away from the fact that we all have a unique design, and Lon walks us through that. I want to get through one more video before we go to the commercial break. Lon, he's very deliberate in his delivery. And he's very deliberate in his content. You will not find Lon on here talking about basket weaving, but you will find him talking about, hey, you're in the wrong career. That was the next video you made. Tell us about being in the wrong career, Lon.
Well, the title of that video is purpose driven in your career, like with a question mark.
Right.
And I really delve into the idea of purpose. And for any of you that don't know what purpose is, purpose is your reason for existing. It's your original intent or idea behind why you were created or why you were born here on this earth.
Right.
And so one of the issues that people have is that they pursue a career, they go to church, or they are a part of communities and they're doing work and they're serving other people, but they have no idea of their own individual purpose. They're told fulfill your purpose, but to a lot of people, it's like, what does that even mean? So purpose is your reason for existing. And in order for you to pursue your purpose, you have to understand what your gift is. Now, when I say the word gift, I'm talking about a natural ability you were born with that you don't have to learn because it's already a part of your design.
Right.
And so understanding what your gifts are and what naturally comes out of you or how you naturally function is very important so that you can direct that towards a purpose that is specifically designed and meant for you. Right. And so I really talk about how to develop your gift. And a lot of people talk about gifts, oh, find your gift, but they really don't really break down exactly how to go about it. And one of the things that I say in that video is the importance of exposing yourself to new people and environments. Mm. A lot of times we don't see our own gift or understand our own gift because we are around the same people, same environment.
Right.
And in some environments, let's be real, they're a bunch of singers or right. they're a bunch of painters
right.
or they're a bunch of entrepreneurs. And all of that's cool, but sometimes you only know yourself in part because you only connect with the experience of being a part of that particular community.
Right.
So getting outside of that community and putting yourself in another environment helps you to be able to learn, okay, I'm going to try something new in front of these new people. I may fail, I may not, but it gives you an idea of what you're good at versus what you're not good at. And also people in that community, and you got to be careful who you're listening to too, because some people are jealous and envious, let's be real.
Right.
But there are people there that in those communities that will literally tell you, hey, you're good at this, or I really felt a sense of passion when you were talking about this,
right.
or when you were singing, or when you were writing. And what that does is that helps build up your confidence, and it helps you to know, okay, it's not just in my head, but other people see what my gifts are that come naturally to me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know what I need to do to start developing that gift, or at least now that I've discovered that gift, now I can start developing that gift. And we can talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah. You know, I talk about that in our gear training, and the G in gear is identifying your giftings. And we walk students through, like, they're in school and trigonometry is not their gift. They're like, I can't stand where I'm at. And so peeling back the onion, man, and uncovering that area that you talk about, that's something natural, man. There's something what I equate it to is this. When I get up to do this right here, it feels like Christmas morning to me. It's not a drudgery. I don't dislike it. I absolutely love it. Now, at the top of it is speaking. When I'm called to speak, I've got a speaking engagement, it might as well be my birthday and Christmas at the same time. But that's my but that's my gift, right? But when you're talking about your career, we hear, oh my goodness, it's Monday. Oh my good, that ain't a gift to me. It's like, man, I want it to feel like it's Christmas and I get to do what I've been called to do. That's a very, very powerful insight, Lon. You guys got to get his book. It's called Sketched by Design, Discover Your Unique Design in the 21st Century Marketplace. You're going to hear about this book at least 750,000 times during this show, but you got to get a copy of it because what Lon and I were talking about, we're getting ready to go to commercial break. We talked about this off camera. We have got to do better at supporting one another. And all I want to do on this platform is make it a platform of support and promoting people and getting the word out and connecting folks. And so, man, listen, when you look at your unique purpose or if you're stumbling or struggling with your unique purpose, go get this book. It's on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble, and it is by the world famous Lon Jordan, who is the author of Sketch by Design. But before we get more into his topics, we are going to cover a few moments from our sponsors. We have got to tell you about our amazing sponsors on Impacting Life 24/7 because they help us reach the world every single day. Michelle Perry is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at SuccessfulDiligence.com. We're thankful that she is a gold sponsor. Paula Cousone is a gold sponsor. and she has dedicated her life to volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is at least one caring adult in their life. Gregory Smith, he is a platinum sponsor. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrienne Barker, she is a platinum sponsor and she is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast. She is a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Please connect with Adrienne at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Mr. Mike Black is a platinum sponsor from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina find and lead a faith-filled life. He is also the co-host of Impacting Life 24/7. He is a compassionate leader in his church and a devoted father and husband. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. is a platinum sponsor, and he is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Poet Katrina McCain, she is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about how love has impact on every relationship. Poet Katrina McCain is a platinum sponsor, and this book that she has detailed for us is a raw and uncut poetry ensemble that addresses themes of how we express love through loss, hurt, pain, and grief. Connect with her at poetkatrinamccain.com. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, it's very simple. Just go to clkingspeaker.com. clkingspeaker.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is Impacting Life 24/7. I am joined in these high-definition studios by my friend, none other than Lon Jordan. He is the author of Sketched by Design. You see what I mean, Lon? Brother, we put it out. We put it all in, man. I mean, come on. And so,
let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Lon Jordan is the author of Sketched by Design. You can find his book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Just look up Lon Jordan, L-O-N-J-O-R-D-A-N. He's not related to Michael, I don't think. But if he is, then, I mean, we in the wrong business, brother.
maybe in another life, you know.
So we're talking about his channel, his YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and look up Sketched by Design. He's been on our show before. He's a contributor at our Leadership Institute. And one of the things that I really love about Lon is his deliberate, decisive, surgical approach to how he puts out content. I call him the surgeon of content because he just doesn't put out fluff. And so what we wanted to do was see how many of those videos, because he's got a bunch, how many we could get through tonight and Lon give us a short tip about each one of those videos. So Lon, we got more to get to, brother. So let's go. The next video that you posted was, let me see here, accepting yourself. And let's see let me get the topic right. How to accept yourself and achieve your dreams.
Yeah. So accepting yourself is one of those things that it was actually weird when I first thought of the concept of that video. I'm like, this is probably going to be so corny. I'm going to put accept yourself and people are just going to click it, you know?
Right.
But when I actually started delving into accepting yourself, what that actually means, I started realizing that very few people truly accept their entire self. And a lot of time, part of the reason is because when we grow up, and no parent is perfect, no teacher is perfect, but there are great teachers and great parents. So I do want to throw that out before I start talking about this. But a lot of times we feel, especially when we're growing up and we're in our developmental stages, we get into our teens, we almost feel that love is conditional. It's like, We almost feel more loved when we feel like we get good grades, or we feel more loved when we pick a career that fits what our parents want us to do, right, or fits what our teachers want us to do. And teachers and educators and parents all have such influence on the development of the mindset of that child. And I feel as though there are times where teachers and parents will say things and we almost feel that, oh, you're gonna reward me or you're going to love me if I do what you want me to do, even if it's contrary to how I'm wired.
Right.
Right. And so one of the things I talk about in this video is how to love yourself unconditionally, even if we feel people love us conditionally. And a lot of times, every single one of us, in a certain sense, can be perceived as someone who loves conditionally at times. It's like you're happy when people do stuff for you.
Right.
You're not happy when they don't do something for you.
Right.
You're happy when people do things the way that you think it should be done.
Right.
But you're not happy when you see someone do something in a way that is not the way that you would do it. And so it really puts our own selves in check. And it also encourages educators and parents to, as well as any individual, to ask themselves, do I love people conditionally or do I truly love them unconditionally? And really looking at yourself and being like, okay, even if I feel like I'm not truly loved or I'm loved in part by people or society or communities around me, am I still going to love the strengths and the weaknesses of myself?
Wow.
Anyway. And so that's what that video really confronts, is like, okay, it kind of communicates why we feel we're loved conditionally. And then it really starts going into, okay, how do we overcome this?
Yeah.
And part of it is by accepting our own uniqueness and realizing that we look at life through our own unique gift, which ultimately is our own unique lens. Mm. And so if I'm have the gift of administration, when I see chaos, I'm like, man, this person needs to do this. This person needs to do this. This needs to come together. It's automatically coming out of how you're gifted.
Right.
And so part of accepting yourself is accepting that it's okay to look at life through that lens. Same thing with an artist. Same thing with a communicator.
Yep.
Same thing with someone who loves human psychology. It's really, we are wired to look at life through a certain lens, and we're meant to complement each other's unique lenses. And so that's really what it break, really what a little bit about what that video breaks, well, breaks down.
Well, you know, Lon, I feel you on the whole speaker part. Cause I remember when I started speaking professionally, when I say professionally, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, that's where they write a check. Not when I was speaking for chicken dinners, but when I started, you know what I mean? Cause I did a lot of that. But when I started speaking professionally and I would put out surveys and ratings and how people thought, man, sometimes I would get raked over the coals, and particularly by educators. And, you know, I started to change the way I presented, and I needed to be more refined and more polished and more scripted. And it was a train wreck. It was an absolute disaster. And so I said, you know what? I'm loud. I'm obnoxious. Veins pop out the side of my neck when I speak, but that's okay. I can accept me, and not every place really needs to hire a CL King for your event. But when I started accepting me, brother, you just hit a grand slam home run. We need to go, but to get the full story, ladies and gentlemen, you got to go to YouTube. So go to youtube.com and look up Sketched by Design. I would love for 100 people to subscribe to Lon's YouTube channel tonight, because the brother is putting out content like that every single week. And all you got to do is go to Sketched by Design on YouTube. Also, get a copy of this man's book right here. I've got the copy that's signed, but you can go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon and get your own copy, Sketched by Design for Parents and Educators. This is Discover Your Unique Design in the 21st Century Marketplace. Now, for all of my podcast hosts out there, I'm parenthetically inserting this. I'm doing a training on how to do what I'm doing now on the 28th of this month. Have you noticed how many times you've heard about Lon Jordan's book throughout this show? What I'm trying to train folks to do is, if you come on this platform, this is a shameless plug platform. I want everyone to know that I am plugging this man right here. I want y'all to know that I want him to get value out of being on my show. I don't want him to spend 60 minutes with me and then at the end say, Oh, and by the way, go to sketchbydesign.com and get his book. Man, people may not even catch that part. They might. So you got to oversell. You got to overpromote. That was just a commercial break. I did that for free. Now, Lon, let's get to one more video before we go to an actual commercial break. Let's talk about, I want to go a little bit further up. Toxic friends. Can you hit me up with toxic friends, brother? That one, yeah, for sure, is how to handle rejection from friends and pursue your dreams. How to handle rejection from friends and pursue your dreams. Let's hear it.
First of all, I know every single person that's watching this right now or will watch this knows that it's difficult navigating friendships. People change, people evolve, some people stay the same.
Right.
And one of the things that I really wanted to do is talk about toxic, some type of rejection in regards to toxicity when it comes to friends. And I talk about different types of toxic friends. I talk about the skeptic, the critic, the partier, the self-absorbed person, self-entitled person. And what's interesting about each one of these is that they can be an ally at times, but if you aren't paying attention to what that person is saying to you consistently, it could be a hindrance to your growth of moving forward.
Right.
For instance, the partier. I kind of like talk about that. I got friends that love to party, and sometimes more than maybe they should. But that's my little two cents. They probably think certain things about me. Maybe I work too much. I don't know. We all have our things that we have to kind of assess and manage in our life. But when it comes to the partier, having friends that have fun is very, very important.
Right.
But you have to be able to put boundaries in place for yourself and say, okay, when is too much fun? When am I not getting other things done that I need to get done?
Right.
Or am I derailing my purpose for partying all the time? So being able to manage the different types of friends that you have, and being able to understand where they're coming from. That's one thing I really appreciate about my mother. She always told me, okay, you got to look at it from their perspective, not just your perspective. And as annoying as that was at times growing up hearing that, it is important. Because sometimes the skeptic, and I'm using this for an example because I talked about one type of toxic friend is the skeptic. Skeptic may look at your dream and be like, I don't see how you're going to do this. So it's not going to happen. And really what that shows me is that the skeptic is either that person is that toxic where they feel that they can't accomplish it themselves. So therefore they're telling you that, mm-hmm. or they just don't have enough concrete information that you can communicate to them where they can actually have buy-in.
Right.
And that is very important because a lot of times people are like quick to say, oh, that person's a hater. Well, are they a hater or have you not effectively communicated your dream to that person?
Right.
There are individuals, though, I will say that are people that view life through sight and not vision. Right. I hear Dr. Miles Monroe say that because I want to give him like credit for all that kind of thing.
Right.
But sight is what people see in front of them.
Right.
So if they don't see it as concrete in front of them or is actually working in front of them, then they will discredit you.
Right.
If it's vision, or they'll be able to make sense out of it. If it's vision, then a lot of times if people are focusing on sight, then they're not going to be able to see where it is you're trying to go. And the only way they're going to be able to see that is if you actually work hard and follow through with the ideas that you're pursuing. So those people can get buy-in. You can get buy-in from those people over time.
Right.
But the point is that you don't want to have a skeptic, be so toxic in your life that you start doubting yourself, doubting your gifts, doubting your purpose, and then you therefore don't move forward.
Yeah.
Hopefully I communicated that right.
Yeah, I get it because, you know, like sometimes my wife is good for this. Sometimes she'll say she really has helped me a lot in, you know, I'm a five level certified coach and I still need a coach myself. Right. Because this ebbs and flows of all that we do. And she says, hey, listen, you need to redirect what you just did there. That's never going to work. And the reason why she says that to me is because she wants me to succeed. She's not telling me that's not going to work because she doesn't believe it. She's telling me, I know that that direction you're going, and I've already been there, and it was a train wreck. Let me advise you to go this way because I want you to succeed. And being able to discern those types of friends. See, I don't, like you, I don't want everyone around me that says, hey, King, you can do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's not realistic either. I want people to say, man, I don't know, if let's reanalyze that idea. But when I have someone that's around me that before I get the first letter out of my mouth, they're already saying no, or they're already saying that's dumb, man, there's some toxic barrels getting rolled down the street. Katrina McCain says she subscribed to your channel, so thank you, Katrina. We thank you for connecting with Lon Jordan, the spokesperson, the CEO of Sketch by Design. Discover your unique design in the 21st century marketplace. You can gain insight into 21st century marketplace, turn your pain into purpose, and so much more with this book. Also, we're laboring through the labyrinth of videos that Lon has on his YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com and just look up Lon Jordan. When we come back from our next commercial break, we're going to hear some more from various topics that Lon has about Sketched by Design. Every time you hear Impacting Life 24/7, it is brought to you in part by our amazing sponsors. Donald Skip Mondragon II, MD, is a platinum sponsor, and he is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, a speaker, and author. He is the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact him and book him today at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. The Underdog Ninja Foundation are platinum sponsors. This was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal, a husband and wife team that have been battling and overcoming heart disease for 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led them to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. They have a remarkable platform and a dynamic story. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. Belinda Tyson Linder has spent decades investing in people from all different backgrounds. She is a platinum sponsor. She has led inner city programs for disadvantaged youth, as well as being a mentor to young adults, married couples, individuals facing adversity. Belinda and her husband have built multiple 6- and 7-figure businesses and have trained leaders on having tenacity and character. Ultimately, Belinda cares about people. Bettina Carey is a platinum sponsor. Bettina Carey is a 4'9½" Latina. She inspires and empowers women to create big results. They shatter their earning ceiling, kick self-imposed limitations to the curb, and live their legacies now. Whether she's coaching from a live or virtual stage or conferencing with a small cohort of bold women or men on the rise across from a conference table, her championship strategies and straight talk compel women and men to find their whole new gear and succeed beyond their wildest imaginations. Connect with Bettina today at WeEmpowerYourLife.com. You've heard it here, folks. All of these people help us with Impacting Life 24/7. If you would like to join them, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to CLKingSpeaker.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Just go to clkingspeaker.com. I am in the virtual studios with my friend Lon Jordan. He is the author. See that worked. Greg sent me a message. He said, we lost Lon. I said, no, he's good. See, what you guys have to realize is that 90% of people who consume this content, who consume this show, don't ever see my face. 90% of them don't. Because they listen to it. This is a podcast. We only do this video portion. We actually upload it to YouTube. But our primary audience is our podcast nation, which is in 37 states downloaded, 23 countries, and on 22 different platforms in the podcast world. So when Lon decided he wanted to go off camera for a little bit to fresh powder his nose or whatever, he's good. Nobody can see it. You know what I'm saying, Lon? and you know, our team is so amazing. Katrina, Danny, Greg, Mike, they are watching. They're like looking at this, you know, the EKG machine and making sure everything's going right. And if something goes amiss, they send me a message. Hey, King, where did Lon go? I said, I don't know. We pulled a lever and he fell through the floor. So we're back. Impacting Life 24/7 with my friend Lon Jordan. He is the author of Sketched by Design, Discover Your Unique Design in the 21st Century Marketplace. This is for parents and educators and anybody in between. I would love for you to go get a copy of his book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, but I'd also love for you to subscribe. We've already had one subscriber. It's like church. We have an altar call. Anybody want to come down to the front? There's one. There's another. We've already had one subscriber to Lon's YouTube channel. I'd love to get more. All you got to do is go to YouTube, look up Sketched by Design, and subscribe to the man's YouTube channel, because he puts out surgical, practical, realistic content every single week. And so back to what we were talking about, Lon, we stopped at toxic friends. I think that's where we stopped at. I can't even remember.
Yes, toxic friends, how to handle rejection from toxic friends.
Okay, so now here's another one that may be just slightly on a different slant, how to handle social rejection and pursue your dreams.
Yeah, so this one really holds dear to me. This is something I feel like has been my entire life for the most part. And I've had to learn, okay, if I'm in a social setting, why are they rejecting me? Is it because I said something I shouldn't have said? Because that means that I need to fix that. Or am I in a community that doesn't have shared values? And that's important, because if I believe in loyalty, I believe in creativity, and I believe in honesty, I'm just using those as examples.
Right.
If that community doesn't have the same values, then I am going to feel out of place. I'm going to fear other people because I don't trust them.
Right.
And I'm going to feel a little bit, in a certain sense, isolated because of the fact that my values don't match the values within that community. And so that is very important, because if I don't know how I'm wired, first of all, understanding my own unique design, I talked about that earlier, mm-hmm. Which encompasses my anatomy, personality, gifts, and intelligence, then I'm going to have a difficult time when I'm interacting with people if they don't appreciate some of the uniqueness that I have.
Right.
And then also the values portion, which I talked about just a few seconds ago, it's important to understand what those values are in that community, so I'm not criticizing a community that wasn't designed for me. Mm. And another thing about communities is you can actually outgrow your community at a certain point. Maybe some people, maybe a majority of people there just don't want to grow beyond what you experienced when you first got there, but you want to grow. So right. In that situation, you have to ask yourself, is it time to leave or do I want to stay? And a lot of times, if you stay in a community longer than you're supposed to, you will get frustrated and you will frustrate other people. Mm. And so you want to be in a situation where you're evolving in a community you feel comfortable with. They have shared values. You know how you're wired. You're in a community that appreciates the uniqueness inside of you, and you're able to help cultivate each other.
That's powerful.
And that's how gifts are developed. And I talked about gifts before, but that in essence, you want to be in a community where your gifts are appreciated and you are able to develop that gift in a safe environment. Some environments are chaotic, and sometimes you can't get out of them right away. Like if you're in a job, you thought it was already going to be good, and then all of a sudden you're in a toxic environment.
Right.
And now you feel like it's like you got to battle psychologically to go there every day to work. I've been there before. I understand that.
Yeah.
And in that situation, you're gonna have to figure out a way to transition out of that job, which I talk about in other videos.
Right.
But taking the time to understand how to deal with social rejection is important, and navigating that so that you're in a community that helps bring the best out of you.
We got to bring the best out of each other, ladies and gentlemen. He was talking about, man, you can outgrow your community. I probably need to play that clip to my kids. Y'all can outgrow this community. y'all can outgrow this nest any day now. I'm just teasing. Y'all welcome to stay, long as y'all pay. I am with my friend Lon Jordan. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. Super guy, amazing friend. When we talk on the phone, it usually turns into, we're going to talk for 5 minutes, right, Lon? Then it usually turns into an hour or more. He is the author of Sketched by Design. This book is amazing. I've got the signed autographed copy, Discover Your Unique Design in the 21st Century Marketplace. And what we're doing tonight is we're going through systematically through Lon Jordan's YouTube channel. So I would love for you to go to his YouTube channel and subscribe to Sketched by Design with Lon Jordan and find out some great weekly tips. What he does is he puts out about 5 to 6 to 7 minute videos, just one video, and he gives 3 tips on a particular overarching topic. But I won't say overarching, it's actually a very specific topic. And so he's got a host of videos. There's no way in a million shows that I could get to them all because Lon likes to talk just like me. So I said, you know what? I wanted to go through as many videos as we could tonight and share with you guys why your unique design is important. And if you can't figure it out, why you need to hook up with my man, Lon Jordan. He's a life coach. He's experienced. He's the CEO of Sketch by Design. But more importantly, he's lived enough life and he's not hoarding his experiences close to his chest. He's sharing them literally with the world. So, you know, Lon, Greg said he just purchased the book. Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate that, Greg. Thank you.
Now see, some of y'all podcasters, I'm putting another parenthetic. Y'all want to edit out every out of y'all podcast. That's silly. I'm a professional speaker. And I work on not saying but you have to have authenticity in your show too, okay? So that's just another freebie. Lon, you talk about getting laid off. You talk about that, and the reason why I want to go over that video that you did is because, man, we went through something in 2020, did we not? And you were cranking this stuff out at the heart of 2020. Tell us about your insights and just give us a snippet on the being laid off video.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to let you know, I didn't just find this subject and topic and then made a video about it. I actually have been laid off before, and I understand the anxiety that comes with that. And the first tip, and I'm not going to talk about all the tips, but the first tip in that video basically says, don't let anxiety control you. And I basically talked about what happened as far as, you know, when I was laid off. And then after that, when I was on unemployment, and you got to understand everybody's family situation is different. For me, my mother, you know, she had a bachelor's, master's degree. So she was, you know, a school teacher. And so I was never in a house where I seen anybody have unemployment before. So that freaked me out. Right. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I ended up just searching for jobs. And because I didn't want to be perceived as lazy, I found the first job that was offered to me. And it ended up being an absolute nightmare because I didn't pick it based upon the right reasons. I picked it because I was anxious. Right. I had anxiety. And I didn't want to be perceived as lazy. I wanted to be, you know, this hard worker that I've always, you know, tried to be or am, and want to encourage other people to be as well.
Right.
And so when I was in that situation, I had no time for family. I barely saw my family. My dad, it was around the time that he got sick. And so I wasn't able to really look after him as much because I was so focused on working hard, like every single day on the weekends. And I wasn't even making that much money. You know what I mean? Or like at least if I was making like $100,000, you know, we can justify something.
Yes, but right.
So, you know, yeah, no money's worth your family. But having said all that, I didn't make the decisions for the right reasons, and it cost me. And I ended up having to quit that job. I don't even remember if I easily transitioned to another job at the time. Not quite sure. I don't even remember. I just remember what I put in the video. But having said that, though, I had to become self-aware. What am I feeling at the moment? Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? Process. You have to process loss, too. I mean, this, you know, we're human beings. And to sit there and go from job to job to job without thinking about what happened in the previous environment, you've got to think that stuff through.
Hold on, brother. Okay, now we might have to sit here for a few minutes. That's real good simmering material, because you just, man, ladies and gentlemen, again, Lon Jordan, author of Sketch by Design, go subscribe to his YouTube channel right now, Sketch by Design. You just said something that really, I've never heard it put like that, Lon. And you know, even though maybe I'm blowing more smoke than you, you know I'm not blowing smoke here. That it's not just about, see, we're thinking transactionally, right? You lost your job, you got laid off, you need to go get another one. But did you guys hear what he said? He's like, if you don't think about the whole anatomy of what happened there, and the anxiety and where you are as a person, there's some things that you need to take into account, because you heard Lon say he worked like a dog with the next job he got. It was an absolute train wreck and he hated it. Right, Lon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times what companies sell you is not actually reality. And so I think that that's why it's so important. And this is for any leader or business leader out there. To really be authentic about what it is that your company is about, what your vision is, and really asking the people that you're trying to hire, you know, if this is a good fit for you.
Right.
You know, instead of just selling an idea and just because you need people, right?
Right.
Somebody says, oh yeah, I want to do this. Well, you guys might not even be the best fit. And so your organization, your company suffers, the employee suffers. And I really feel that it's very, very important to put more focus on making sure that the employee is getting everything they need to succeed, and monitoring the temperature of that employee and making sure that they're on the same page and they believe in what you believe in as well.
So you know, the thing about it is that when you get laid off, because people have been laid off, and you know, there's opportunities in particular, you know, this past season. I mean, don't y'all throw rotten tomatoes at me, but I do travel. Okay. And so I go to places and where people are. And when I'm at a restaurant, like when I was in South Carolina, I was at a restaurant and they said, man, they can't get people to come because they're, you know, the stimulus and whatever's holding people over is holding people over, is doing what it was set out to do. Well, that's fine. My point in saying that little piece right there is that in this environment, there are kind of safety nets that can give you an opportunity to evaluate before you make another hair trigger move. You know what I'm saying? And I really like that concept that Lon just gave us, ladies and gentlemen. Listening to Impacting Life 24/7, Lon Jordan just said, man, you sometimes don't want to just hop from job to job to job. It's almost like letting every bank in town run your credit when you're trying to buy a car. Wait, search, make them work, and then only let one place run your credit. Anyway, am I on base with you there, Lon?
Yeah, absolutely. Taking the time to really focus on what you're going through, what your needs are, and not just making a haste decision because you have anxiety, but really thinking that through. Because whenever you're partnering with somebody, and I think of when you get a job, you're partnering with that company. It's not just you're being an employee.
Right.
I mean, you should look at it like that. Like, you're adding value, they're adding value. And if your value is off timing and it's not the right value for that particular company for that specific time, then you need to rethink that. Because you may not be ready. They may not be ready for you.
You know,
I mean, we can go real hard on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those are some things to think about as well.
you know, when Greg came to work together with me and he and I went in business together, I said, you know, listen, Greg, we wrote out what we were doing on like a napkin at Golden Corral. Nobody, there was no schematics. There was no nothing. There was nothing, just me and him. And I said, man, we got to do this. We got to impact some lives. Well, when things started becoming more visible or in the region, there was folks that wanted to come hang with us because they thought, you know, being a part of the CL King Group Incorporated meant a $3,000 or $4,000 a month or a week check. And it just wasn't like that. I said, no, that this is not the fit. Most of what Greg and I do at this particular stage, we do and put it back into the company. We ain't looking for employees. We looking for help. and like you say, not every circumstance is a good fit either for the company or for the individual. And don't just look at the shiny things and think that's what you're supposed to do. Now, my cousin in Houston, Texas, I think that's where Nikki is. She's in Houston. And she told me the other day, Lon, that she was like, where'd your podcast go? I don't see it anymore. I was crushed, bro. I said, you supposed to subscribe, cuz you ain't supposed to just be looking for it. Subscribe, G. Anyway, she is the side hustle queen, apparently, in Houston. That's where she's like the queen of side hustle. Well, you are now the newly minted king of side hustle. So you had a video that said how to start a side hustle and make money. So I want to hear about it, brother. Tell us.
You know what's funny about that video? After I recorded it and then uploaded it, I'm like, this video going to scare some people off because I'm not, when especially the first tip, I don't really talk about how much money you're going to make,
right?
How
right,
successful right. You're going to be, how many chains you're going to get. And I'm playing. No, I'm not
right, saying right, right.
whatever the case is, I really talk about the mentality and how important it is to have a boss mentality.
Mm.
And that means going the extra mile more than other people are willing to go.
Whew.
That means when you mess up with a customer or a client, going the extra mile to fix that problem instead of blaming the client.
Talk about it.
Yeah, it means taking responsibility for your vision. Nobody's going to tell you to get up in the morning to do it. Nobody's going to tell you to do it after work. Nobody's going to tell you to get up before work. That's something that you have to do yourself. And I'm not telling anybody something that I wasn't willing to do for myself before. I mean, before I went on vacation, my mom knows, some of my friends, I had 1 hour of sleep before I had to get on the plane. Why? Because I had to get that video done. And I didn't feel good. I had to pack. I had to do all this stuff that whole day. I think it was like a 19-hour day of work. But do I do that all the time? No, and I'm not going to brag like I do. But I'm explaining that when you have a commitment for something, you want to make sure that you're willing to go the extra mile to make sure it's complete. On my vacation, I wanted to upload a video. I didn't want to wait 2 weeks to upload a video. That's why I got it done. So those are some things that are very important, having a boss mentality. You can't have an employee mentality and start a side hustle.
Ooh. Wait.
Nobody's going to hand you a check. at least from an employer perspective.
Man, I love it. That was dope, man. That was yeah. Real. That was real talk right there. What'd you say? You got to have, what'd you say? What, Greg, what did he say, brother? I missed it. Say it again. What you said, Lon? He's like, what are you talking about?
Which part? I'm not
it was
sure.
It was so good. You said you can't have an employee mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
You can't have an employee mentality going into a side hustle.
Right, right. Yeah.
You have to have a boss mentality.
A boss mentality.
And a boss mentality says, I'm not going to wait for somebody to hand me a paycheck or I'm not going to submit a resume to get money. I'm going to work hard to get my own money.
Yeah.
My own money.
It's out there. I'm going to find it. And you know that you're speaking my language, Lon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I know we're down to 1 minute. I mean, I'm going to have to give him a few extra minutes, but this is why I had Lon Jordan on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because every week on his YouTube channel, his YouTube is Sketched by Design. Go there and subscribe right now. He is the author of Sketched by Design, Discovering Your Unique Design in the 21st Century Marketplace. This is why I had to have Lon on, because some of y'all, seniors, going back to college, whatever, moms and dads, whoever the case may be, we're getting ready to go into a new season. This is school starting back. And I said, I wanted Lon to come on here with the he had the poker in the fire for several months now. And I said, Lon, I want you to come back here and take that hot poker that they use in to prod some cattle and prod us a little bit, brother. Because what he said in this last one is what I've been saying for a long time. If you're going to have a side hustle, they would consider this podcast a side hustle, because I surely ain't making a mortgage payment yet from this podcast, right, G? But we do thank our sponsors, and we love and appreciate all of them. Thank you, sponsors. But you're not sponsoring to pay my mortgage payment. You're sponsoring to help me and our team reach more people. But this could be considered a side hustle. And nobody forces me at all, Lon, to come on here Monday night, Tuesday night, and man, this is a major commitment. You know it, creating content. I got to be in this seat because it's live every night. And if I've had the flu with this show and still did the video or still did the live because it's that important. He said, you approach a side hustle like you the boss, yo. You don't approach it like you waiting for somebody to give you a check. You approach it like you creating the check. And so I really cannot believe that Lon Jordan dropped some dope nuggets on us once again. Lon, I'm telling you what, my brother. I really do feel like Sketch by Design is by design. I mean, I opened the show up, hold my colored pencils, and I said, in my hands, they might make a stick man. They might. But just sit this down on the table and it does nothing. It produces nothing. But you put it in the right person's hand with vision or whatever, and you can see a beautiful masterpiece. And it could just be a sketch. Someone can say, oh man, but it's by design that person has that skill and knowledge and ability to make something happen with the right tools in their hand. And Lon Jordan, every single week on YouTube, he gives out 3 tips every week. He's religious about it, y'all. He more religious about that than catching the Holy Ghost. He put out 3 tips every week, does he not, Danny? Every week, like clockwork. And when I ask people to connect with folks, I'm not trying to connect you with some fly-by-night, half-baked, half-stepping folks. This man is a professional. And he's giving out content that can help professionals if you've gone a wayward or you're trying to find your way. So, Lon, I need you to give us, because Lon's going to be at our Midnight Motivation on the 27th. He's going to be one of the speakers, one of our keynote speakers. He's going to drop some fire. He ain't going to be interviewing. He's going to be speaking, baby. Lon, I want you to take a moment and give us a little sample, give us a little taste of some motivation, brother. Let's hear a closing thought from Lon Jordan. The floor is yours.
Right. Well, first of all, thanks again for allowing me to come on the show, CL King. I really appreciate it. Just a few things I want to say. First of all, it's important that you understand and pursue your purpose. It is your responsibility to pursue your purpose, to understand what your reason for existing is, to understand what you were born to do. With what the gifts that God has given you, and understand what those gifts are. Many people go through life. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I was preparing to get on her podcast in about a month. So we're going through all this stuff. We're collaborating on a few things. And one of the things that I told her that people fear the most is death. And part of the reason people fear death, a large part of the reason people fear death is because they fear not fulfilling what their assignment is here on this earth before they die. It's more than just dying. People are afraid that they are not going to walk in their purpose, fulfill what they are meant to do before they die. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do is don't fear death. Fear not fulfilling your assignment here on earth. That is important. A lot of people pray just to get to heaven. Sorry to say it like that. Just throw it like that.
You can put it out here on this show. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything's about getting to heaven. But we don't talk about what we are meant to do here on this earth with the gifts that we are given. And I believe that that God ultimately wants us to get from a job to your purpose. And I'm not going to sit there and say it's not a job and your purpose is not even what I'm saying. What I'm saying is getting from your job, what you have a skill set for, what you got a degree in, and moving from that to walking in what you are purposed to do with your life and transitioning into that. Most people don't transition from a job to purpose. They transition from job retirement to die. And that's not what God wants us to do here on this earth. He wants us to live our purpose, understand our design, understand what our assignment here is on this earth, and function in what we are gifted to do and have dominion in what areas that we are gifted in. And when I say dominion, I'm talking about manage, control, cultivate,
right,
those specific words. And walking in that so that you are walking in the authority that you are meant to have with the gifts that you have on this earth. Not to control people at all. You can't manage people. And I know Dr. Miles Monroe said this before, you can't manage people. They're impossible to manage. Why? Because they have a will.
Right.
They can do whatever they want at any given time. But you can develop people. How do you develop people? By cultivating your gift and having dominion in your area of gifting.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my man, Lon Jordan. Boy, he was feeling a little warm there, wasn't he, ladies and gentlemen? See, this is why I got to have the Midnight Motivation, because speakers, you know what they do well? They speak. They relay their heart. And Lon Jordan, man, I'm telling you, brother, God's got what you're speaking to everybody else. I feel God is sending that boomerang right back to you, brother. There is some great things in store for you. Thank you so much for sharing your talents, gifts, and abilities with us. He is the author of Sketched by Design, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've not heard about this book, but go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and get you a copy. Also, please, if you have a moment, go to YouTube.com and subscribe to his YouTube channel to get 3 tips every week on how to navigate through life in the 21st century marketplace. Thank you so much, Lon. We will see you in a couple weeks, brother. You better bring the pain just like you just did, okay, bro?
I will do my best.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much, Lon. We'll talk again soon, bro.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that was my friend, Lon Jordan. And he is an absolute amazing person. Why is he amazing? Because he is passionate about what he's doing. And I surround myself with passionate folks. He's different from me. We talk about this all. I joke him. I said, man, I know I'm different from you. I probably work on his nerves as how scattered I am. You know, people that are cerebral like that, you know, they probably, but me and him, we gel, we click, because he accepts me for my craziness, and I accept him for his squared awayness. But the bigger thing that he said was, if you caught that at the end, he was like, man, people got to go from their job to their purpose. Man, in the professional industry, I've seen so many people work 30 years, 40 years, get their plaque and their gold watch and go home and die. That's not what life is about relative to fulfilling your purpose. You put food on the table. You may have put a few kids through college, but did you actually fulfill your purpose? Sketched by Design, ladies and gentlemen. Get a copy of this book. Go listen to his YouTube channel. Go subscribe. You will, I promise you. Thank you, Greg, for getting your copy. And yeah, he talked, man, that was a good one there. He said, you can't manage people, only develop people. That will preach. Is that not true? Because humankind and mankind has their own individual will. They are will-generated people. Ask God in the Garden of Eden. He gave people choices, a will. So when Lon said, man, you can't manage people, or when he made the quote or reference about it, that is so true. So that's the kind of stuff that you get on Impact Life 24/7, ladies and gentlemen. These are the types of guests that we bring on this show. Guests designed to help you. So if you'd like to become a sponsor, it's very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. If you'd like to join this movement, it's real simple. Just connect with us. Just connect right now. Stop looking on the peripheral. Don't lurk in the shadows. Get up with us. Go to our store. Buy some merch. Hang out with us. We really appreciate you. Thank you, Lon Jordan. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you, Mike. The whole Impacting Life 24/7 team. We will talk to you again tomorrow night exclusively at 8:30 on Impacting Life 24/7. God bless you.